sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday in this time slot is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, one of the things that I was following, have been following, going all the way back actually to January when the Republicans took the majority back from the Democrats, 58 to 52 in the House. And I've been following this budget process. And now there's stories out there in MERS News Service and other locations that it looks like they could possibly have a government shutdown at midnight on September 30th. And I wanted to get your libertarian businessman's opinion about that process. If the government does shut down because they can't come to an agreement, the House Republicans pushing for major reforms, reducing some budgets, coming up with a permanent road funding solution plan. Senate Democrats want to raise taxes in order to create $3 billion in extra revenue for the roads. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think the public's going to hold responsible if, in fact, they do a government shutdown, in your opinion?
Well, you say the words government shutdown, and I say, don't threaten me with a good time. But honestly, you know, to me, this is the surest sign of incompetence. And I'm not picking on one party or the other. I'm picking on people that cannot do their jobs. These are people that are quite literally paid to come together and create legislation. Now, clearly, sometimes they don't need to, quote, come together, as we've seen in the last couple of years with the Democrats leading the House and the Senate, pretty much doing whatever they want. Yeah. You turn that around, and now we have a situation where they don't want to, clearly they can't align their budgets. Lines are being drawn in the sand, and people are holding to that. I can sort of respect that. But, you know, when you ask, you know, who wins, honestly, nobody wins. The biggest losers are we, the people, because once again, we now have representatives in Lansing that cannot do the work for the people for whatever reason. I believe in Matt Hall. I think Matt Hall has done a pretty good job as a House leader. I think it's really all on the Senate side, in my opinion, for the most part right now. And it just seems like they're worlds apart on the Senate side. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen with this. I couldn't tell you the last time we had a government shutdown in Michigan. But, you know, maybe this is just what has to be done.
I relived my nightmare as a truck driver It happened in 2007, and it happened again in 2009 when Governor Granholm was the governor. And my cousin, Mike Bishop, was the Senate Majority Leader. We're really not cousins, but every time I see him, I go, "Hey, cuz," and he's like, "Chucker." But, you know, it did happen. It was only a couple of hours in 2007, but it was a couple of days in 2009. But like you said, a lot of people, you didn't even remember that.
Yeah, so, you know, and again, like I said, it's a form of dysfunction, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to get on with this conversation with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. If you have any questions for Ian, send me a text, and I'll be sure to ask him when we get back. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, of course, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. So what is happening in your world, business-wise, there at the Iron Pig?
Well, I got to tell you, kind of have some breaking news for you.
Okay.
We got word end of last week that a certain shipment of high quality Kentucky bourbon is coming to the Iron Pig this week.
Very cool, very cool. So what finally, exactly are you getting?
So we're getting our two different kinds of Iron Pig bourbon. So we've been working over the last, gosh, since November at least, we've been working on bottling our very own blend of Iron Pig bourbon. It's 100 proof, comes right out of Bairdstown, Kentucky, distilled, private labeled by Bairdstown, one of the biggest private labelers of bourbon in the country. So we've got a partner that knows exactly what they're doing. We've got 1,200 bottles of bourbon that are coming to the Iron Pig. One is a single barrel. So one barrel of bourbon has been distilled. It is one of, it will never be made again. And then, so we have 400 bottles of that. And we have 800 bottles of a single batch. So that's multiple barrels, and we call a batch. So we'll have about 800 bottles. So our first run of 1,200 bottles that are already on sale, and actually 200, the first 200 of that single barrel batch.
Yeah.
For $400, you can become a lifetime member, and you get a bottle of the next three single barrel batches included. You get 10% off food and beverage lifetime. You get 10% off all merchandise. You get free access to all of our events. We're going to have a private tasting event. So if you're a Bourbon Barrel Club member, you get free access to all of those events as well. So ironpigbourbon.com is where you want to go to get all the information on that. And then hopefully this next week, we'll have a time set that we're all going to get together and everybody can actually taste the first run of Iron Pig Bourbon.
Oh, too cool. Now, if people aren't able to join the club, but yet at the same time they want to retail purchase a bottle of the bourbons, have you set pricing on those yet?
We're still working with the commission to get the final price, but it's probably going to be somewhere right around $100.
$100 per bottle.
Per bottle, yep. It's 100 proof, and it will be poured in the restaurant in our old fashions and everything as well like that. So even if you don't want to buy or can afford to buy, I mean, $100 is expensive for a bottle of bourbon, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is so well worth it. It is so good. It is the smoothest 100 proof. I had three old fashions the other day. And listen, Randy, I don't drink liquor, really.
Sure.
So
sure.
For me to have three of those, it's like, wow. I mean, they're just like candy. They're so delicious. So that is the big story, is that Iron Pig Bourbon is finally landing in the restaurants this week.
That is too cool. Congratulations. And that is a process, even going through the Liquor Control Commission. When you say those words, the hair on my neck goes up. Because in 2010, when I ran for state senate, that was one department I wanted to eliminate. Get rid of it altogether. They basically price fix is what they do. And I don't understand that process. Can you explain that process you guys have had to go through with the Liquor Control Commission?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So this first batch, actually, there's a law in the books that allows small batch out-of-state distilleries, I can sell into my restaurant without having to go through the commission. But there's only a 3,000-gallon limit to that. So if we go over that, we cannot bring any more Iron Pig bourbon into the state. So when we go over that, we're in the process of right now of going through Michigan's three-tier control system. So there's retailers, which is what Iron Pig is, or your local convenience store that retails beer, wine, and liquor. That's one level. Another level is the distribution level. Those are the folks that literally you see the beer truck or you see a liquor truck that brings liquor. Then there is the top level, which generally is the state. So what I do when I place a liquor order, whether that's for Jack Daniels or anything else, I go to a state website, I place my order, goes to the state, then they disseminate that to each of only three There are three spirit vendors only for the entire state of Michigan. That is the problem that we have run into with our next batch that we want to take into retail, not just to the restaurant, but to convenience stores and other restaurants around the state. So they can go to that state website and purchase Iron Pig bourbon. So what happens is the state never touches a single bottle of spirits. All they are is an order taker, and then they take the money, and then they distribute the money. And it just came out earlier this year that the Liquor Commission has somehow lost track of over $1 million worth of spirits, which is wild to me.
Surprise.
So you're right. Yeah, exactly. So you're right. This is a very dysfunctional system, one that I wish somebody would take a closer look at to see how it can be modernized is really what it is. We need more distributors, not just three. It's insane. Three distributors for the entire state. And what's even crazier is there's no requirement for them to bring in any new products to market in Michigan. Right now, all three, what they call ADAs, authorized distributor agents, are not taking new products right now. So it's basically like you walk in and you take a number and you wait in line. And that's essentially what we're doing for our next go-around after these 1,200 bottles, because we'll be over that 3,000 gallon per annum limit. Sure. We want to make sure that we're obviously selling our liquor in the proper way. So we're going through those channels right now, and it is just a slow process. They are not incentivized, any of them at any level, to move any quicker than they need to. It's pretty disappointing on it. And for a free market, it's wild how much control the state has.
Well, and see, my mode of operandi, everything I operate under is competition. Competition, because of the restrictions you just described, Ian, where there's only three vendors, that's where the problem is. If we had 50 vendors that were competing for bringing new product into the state, competition would force prices to automatically go down because one of the vendors might be willing to take a smaller profit margin on the liquor they're handling as a middleman. Because basically that's what they are. They're a middleman between the manufacturers, the producers, and then you guys, the people who order and then are licensed to sell. They're basically the middleman. And because there's only three, they're the ones that are hoarding all the profits, maybe even price fixing. You know, it ain't nothing for three guys to go to dinner and say, okay, this is what we're going to charge, and we're all the same, so neither one of us are taking advantage of the other one. You can get three guys to almost agree to anything if there's a monopoly. You got 50 of these guys, there are going to be some rebels out there saying, no, sorry, guys, I'm willing to cut my profit margin and take a little less because I want to be more competitive than you. This is the problem throughout the entire state of Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, when these three organizations, and on top of that, they add no value to the product whatsoever. That's very key to remember, and neither does the state. The state is literally just the middleman, and they take their 15% markup across the board. And again, they have $1 million worth of missing inventory that they never even touch. How can that be? B, what do you think they would do to little old Iron Pig if they came and did an audit and we somehow had sold $1 million more than what we had purchased?
Yeah,
I would not be in business. Yep. They would take my licenses as quick as they did during the pandemic.
Yes, they would. And the thing of it is, they have the power, and I've never seen this before in a governmental bureaucratic department agency. They have the ability to stop even shipping you any liquor. They could blacklist you and cut you off, and who do you complain to? Who do you go and complain to? The governor. How well do you think Governor Gretchen Whitmer would receive a complaint from Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig?
Yeah, I mean, she'd laugh me out the door, honestly.
Sure.
And in fairness, I will say this. In fairness, people have joked, you know, when I say that it's taken a while to get the bourbon to market, they say, well, maybe you shouldn't have pissed off the liquor commission or the governor, or ha ha ha, that's kind of the joke, right? In fairness to the people at the commission, the last couple of years, they've actually been really good. They've issued multiple permits. They haven't drugged their feet on our new license that we got in the new location. So they've been very good. It's the system that is wildly dysfunctional and very broken. That's what needs to be changed. And I fear that there is nobody that wants to take on this mission. And it could be a pretty easy one. And I don't have the fix for it, but I bet you I could probably come up with one that's better than the three-tier control system we have now. Michigan is one of the tightest control liquor states in the union. It's wild, and it needs to be changed.
Well, and here's the other thing. How many of these bureaucratic state agency departments do we have? 14, 15. Every single one of them operate basically the same way. There's so much control, over-regulation, over-taxation, lack of competition. I mean, I can go on and on and on at, you know, Secretary of State's office. I can talk about, you know, the Education Department, State Board of Education. It's every single one of these departments. The state of Michigan is broken, Ian, and it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is one of the key points. Anytime I have conversations, you know, so Eric Nesbitt was through the restaurant last week. We sat down and had some stuff to eat and talked about the solar stuff that's going on. I'm trying to impress on these people or anybody that's running for legislature in this state. We have to have a serious conversation about the Administrative Procedures Act. That function, everything that happens in administrative court, all these regulations that you were just talking about, this is a very big reason why people and companies are leaving Michigan. And we're not getting the new investment from outside companies into Michigan. There's so much over-regulation. There's so much over-taxation. We're spending taxpayer dollars, millions of dollars for projects that aren't happening. But to me, the APA and what's come down from SCOTUS and basically taking the power that administrative procedures and administrative law has and the regulations that they create, we need to destroy, or maybe the better word is dismantle, the Administrative Procedures Act here in Michigan. They do some good stuff, but it can be whittled down to 10% at least of what it is right now. And that will help move this state forward, in my opinion, as much as rolling back taxes, corporate taxes, property taxes, getting rid of some of those regulations and removing the bureaucracy in the APA. To me, is a really big deal, and absolutely nobody is talking about it.
Absolutely. Well, we are, and I hope these candidates running for governor will listen to us and hopefully start adopting some of our ideas and suggestions if they become the next governor, because it's got to happen, and it's got to happen soon. It's getting out of control.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is why I was upset when they had when Angela Riggis had the weaponization of government hearings a few months ago. This is the part that upset me, that neither me or my attorney were invited to those discussions, because nobody wants to talk about how much power resides there in that administrative branch. And that's where it's at. That's where our future lies.
Amen. Absolutely. Two websites for you to check out, ironpigsmoke.com and ironpigbourbon.com. Make sure you get over there and have some brunch on Sunday. Greatly appreciate you, Ian, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.